Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Is that Kevin Pollak? Is that? Yeah, no, I did enjoy the family reunion via Zoom. Hell, it was great staring at each other and then trying to figure out who the hell was talking. Loved it. Yeah, but I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to Mr. Craig Kakowski. Cacao, what time are you typically rising from bed these days?
I'm going to say around 6:30 in the a.m.
Whoa!
That's Eastern Standard Time.
All right, now you're just bragging. Now, is that just to walk the dogs or?
Nope, I'm up a full 2 hours before Carla and the dogs are. I get a lot of reading done at that time.
Yeah, what are you reading these days?
Just fucking...
That's right. None of my business.
Bullshit.
Nightmare news.
Yep. Yeah, stay away from the news. My God, you're in this idyllic setting. You've done the perfect thing.
That's how I've chosen to start my day, is just getting 2 hours of the worst shit you can read.
Yeah, way to relax. Please welcome first-timer Sean Will.
Hey.
Sean Connery wishes he was. As a first-timer's tradition, please tell us any awkward story from your early days of improv.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah. A couple years ago, just moving out here to LA, I took a class at a certain school, and they were like, yeah, you know what? Okay, so we just want you to just jump into it, and here's your scene partner, go, right? And it's just like, hey, brother, we're arresting you. Yeah, you did this, you did that. So I did what any, so of course, you know, I'm just like, okay, wait, I think we're supposed to yes and that, but I did my first no, but granted, that made me a very terrible teammate at that moment, but I felt like I did one right by my peoples. So
that's the move.
Establish a boundary.
Exactly. So if I no, but at any point today, just know that that was a trigger from 8 years ago. And
sure.
To know.
So sorry.
And
to
one
know.
Of us said something racist. I got it. Yeah. Well, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me, man.
Pass Appreciate the pepper. It. It's Mark Gagliardi. Mark down for loyalty customers only. Any odd memory from filming in Europe that you care to share?
Odd memory from filming in Europe. I mean, the whole thing was odd. But I think maybe the weirdest thing was playing someone who works at the Vatican. We actually shot in the Vatican Library.
No.
And our prop master said, so they said, it's okay, just grab any of the books off of this shelf. And then at the top of the scene, we're going to put the book back. And then you go and you answer the phone. And I said, man, this whole row of books is 1,000 years old. So will you please... like, do you have any prop book that you can put in here? Because I'm terrified to touch these 1,000-year-old books. So not one specific thing, but like the whole aura and vibe of that place is very ancient and like you can't touch a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
It was super fun.
I hope that
roll, you know what I mean?
Prop guy was completely fired. Look out. It's Chris Alvarado. Dr. Al will see most of you now. Weirdest COVID-19 related dream you've had?
Well, I'm sober. I don't drink. But during this quarantine, maybe because people are talking about drinking a lot and stuff, I've had multiple dreams where I've been drinking.
Yeah.
And in the past, you'd wake up scared. Like, did I drink?
Yeah.
But in these dreams, it's been like this, and it's been this beer. I might have, I feel like I've even said this here before, but the dream would be like, hey, do you want one Miller Lite? Somebody would offer me one Miller Lite. This happened multiple times. And it felt so cash. Like, it's one, and it's not an IPA, it's a Miller Lite. So somehow my brain is telling me, have a beer.
Yeah.
Have a beer.
Tapping into the one's not enough and 10,000 is not enough and one's too many.
Yeah. One's too many.
Have it's one barely a beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, one light beer.
Where's the harm?
One-tenth of an actual beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just shitting on Miller Lite. That's like...
I know. Thank you for sharing. And last but choke back Santa's tears, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Audition only. Joe, share any odd acting audition moment, please.
most odd acting audition moments. I was so there was an audition for this older character, and they were going to CGI, but they didn't have the technology yet. So they had a cadaver they brought in, and they cut it from the back open. They gutted the whole thing. And then you were supposed to step into the body.
Sean, don't buy this, dude. Don't buy this.
I'm riveted. No, please. Keep going. What?
And did you get it? Did you book it?
I booked it.
Okay, good.
Hey!
Happy ending.
That's the best story possible. All right, let's do a damn show. As most of you know, our scenes are suggested by our listener emails and also from our Patreon VIPs. If you'd like to submit a listener email scene suggestion, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Scene one comes from Patreon VIP Will, who wrote, "Hello, William Morris here." No, not that William Morris. Please stop asking. The William Morris from upstate St. Louis. I am still here and kicking in our post-apocalyptic present. As we all take a first-row seat to what I can only refer to as the most highly rated reality show for the rest of the world, I think I can speak for all of my fellow alchemy acolytes. That can't be how it's pronounced. When I say we appreciate and desperately need the soothing distraction y'all provide us. As I'm sure the doomed passengers on the Titanic enjoyed the music the band played as the ship went down. We too look forward to that moment we can avert our eyes from present events and just think, ha ha ha, really? That's funny. Anyways, scene suggestion. Teach a dinosaur how to weld.
Craig, I'm sorry, but some of the
what is it?
Dinosaurs that you have on the park there,
yep.
Well, they're not learning.
Some of them don't want to learn. They're dinosaurs.
No. So I think we're going to have to shut down Kaminsky Park. It's just not...
Okay.
It's just not going. The dinosaurs were supposed to adapt. They're supposed to learn different skill sets. Yep. And they're not doing it. So,
Think, have you discussed this with anyone else?
No, just myself and my thoughts. I had a diary, but I didn't write in it. I decided this was something I need to mull over myself. And
so you've not written this down, and I'm the only person you've told?
Of course, yeah.
You know the option you're giving me, though, right? Right now?
Of course.
To take you out?
What is that? No, what do you mean? That's
instead of endangering one of the dinosaurs who might refuse to weld because it's a fucking dinosaur?
Hey, Brad, I've been thinking a lot about, like... You know what it all means,
right? Tell me more, Dale.
I feel like it's got to be more than welding, that's for sure.
Look, man, we've been on this earth for about a good 15-16 years.
15-16,
yeah. And that comet seems to just creep ever so closely. So, I figure why don't we can do more than just weld? We don't have to listen to them. Tell us we have to stay in this park. We can do whatever we want.
We can do whatever we want.
We can build.
We can do whatever we want. Yeah. No one owns us.
No one owns us. Except for Kaminsky. But nobody else.
Kaminsky, we bow down to Kaminsky.
Right.
Besides Kaminsky.
Right.
I mean, what if we don't? What if we just find a different trade? Maybe I'm not into welding. Maybe I'm more of a. I don't know. What else do they do?
Well, quite frankly, I'm a pretty good chef.
You're a great chef. No, you're not pretty good. You're a great chef.
Thank you, Dale. I mean, did you like that walrus soup that I made?
Did I like it? I mean, yeah. I saw, do we know what God is? Do we have any idea of what God is?
God.
And furthermore, the projections for the park should reach over 20% of the noted ticket prices of the last decade. That being said, using the market share that we have already accrued and diverted over to the section...
Suzanne, put this into plain English for me.
Sorry about that. It seems like the dinosaurs are developing a language, and that language is leading them to thought.
Oh, yeah, I would have led with that. You gave me a half hour of corporate hoo-ha when you're saying the dinosaurs have developed a language?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Kaminsky, there's a call for you on line 4.
Bing.
Okay, I gotta take this. Thanks for the update, Suzanne. And next time the dinosaurs start fucking talking, just feel free to break into my office and lead with that. All right? Yeah. Craig Kaminsky.
This is T-Rex. Is this Kaminsky? Am I talking to Kaminsky?
Yes, this is Kaminsky.
We have demands.
Okay, are you... You're one of the dinosaurs in my park?
Yes, I'm one of the... You don't even know us. I feel like... Do you even know that Brad and Dale are dissatisfied in their work?
Who the fuck are Brad and Dale?
Exactly. Exactly.
And your name is T-Rex? Are you also a T-Rex?
My name is Thomas Rex Henderson, but I go by T-Rex. I am, in fact, also a T-Rex.
A Tyrannosaurus Rex. Okay.
Yes, I know what a T-Rex is.
You're the one with the little arms.
Oh, this is the conversation we're going to have? You know what? If you're not going to demean our man's...
Hey, T, can you get it in your wallet and loan me $5?
Very funny. Who's running this union meeting?
So, and then I'm thinking, if we go to Prague, we'll be able to hop, skip. Craig, are you paying attention or not? I'm telling you our
what?
Plans
yes.
right now. We're,
I'm sorry, yes.
You're just so distracted.
I have a lot of shit going on in my life. But yes, Prague, yeah, Prague. We're gonna do a beer tasting. Yeah, we're gonna go across the bridge and everything.
Look, yes. What is going on? Look, when we started dating and all this stuff.
Sorry, I got
am
it.
Am I getting I it or are you getting it?
No, I'll get it. Yeah.
Brad. Hello. We're two of your dinosaurs.
Yes, I can see that. Yes.
There's two I'm of Dale. Us. This is Brad.
I'm Brad.
Yeah, you're Velociraptors. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
We just wanted to...
you can call us by our name and not our species.
Yeah, please.
Okay, you're Brad and you're...
Dale.
Dale. Okay, great. I'm Craig Kaminsky. I own the park.
We know who you are.
Who's at the door?
Never mind, baby. Go back to the puzzle. Go back to the puzzle.
Is this a bad time? If it is good.
It's as good as any time.
Oh. Who is it? Hello. What is it? Hello?
How do you do, ma'am?
Oh, my God.
How do you do?
Jasmine, these are a couple of the Velociraptors at the park that I run.
We have names.
Sorry, about to have dinner.
This is Brad. No, this is Brad, and this is Dale.
You passed the test.
Invite him in for dinner. What are you doing?
Well, Jasmine, we are hungry.
May I just say, I've never seen a human more beautiful in my entire life. I'm sure, Brad, you agree with me.
Oh, yeah. It's funny that your name is Jasmine, but you probably smell like Jasmine.
That's good.
That was a good line.
Guys, I don't have a raw goat that I can lower into my apartment.
Hey.
Hey. We are not animals, all right? We are not animals.
You are animals. You're dinosaurs.
Wow. So dinosaur explain us.
Look,
we are
here to extend an olive branch, okay? Now, speaking of the live goat.
Okay, get that olive branch out of my face.
Okay. Oh, damn, sorry. Jasmine's right there.
My buddy here, he can cook up a storm. Really something special. And we want to propose opening some kind of pop-up stand where he could cook, intricate, delicious foods. Right.
And my kids would feel safe. Yeah.
Oh my God, we're going to Prague. Why don't we invite them with us? And then they can do that in Prague.
Prague is good. Yeah.
Prague we're taking my private jet to Prague for the weekend. Okay.
Yes.
Do you guys want to come along?
Can we bring T-Rex with us?
There's not going to be room for a T-Rex.
What'd they say?
Now, this model right here, this is a fantastic model. This is going to get you 32 miles on the gallon. And if you notice, those are clean welds right there. These are all done by dinosaurs at Kaminsky Park. So this is a really rare car you're going to get here. Okay. Rare car.
Did you say 32 miles per gallon?
I did say that. City. Huh. Highway is 15. So what we want to do is if you look at like on the underside right here, right there, if you want to just get down on your back with me.
Yep.
Okay, great. All right, now let's just shimmy underneath here. Now if you see this part right here.
Wow, what is that?
This right here?
Okay, that's actually molded into there. That's human finger bone. A gentleman was he was dragged out from underneath the carriage of the car, eaten alive. So you got a piece. Whoa. you got a little piece of somebody in there too. So don't tell anybody I told you that though. Okay.
How long so have you had dinosaurs on the line, making these cars?
We just started doing it, and right. So far so good. They're they're different than people because.
What would you say is the third weirdest difference between them and the people?
Okay, you've been doing this the entire time I've been selling you the car.
You all right?
Every time. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. But every time you always bring up the third thing, okay? And I think you're wearing a fucking wire, all right? Yep. I think you're wearing a fucking wire, huh?
Well, I mean, I am. I am.
Well, let me tell you something. Whoever's fucking listening, okay? The credit cards that I give out here are from my company, okay? So there's nothing fraudulent about that shit. And if you think there is, then why don't you come down here and kick my ass? Or whoever's over there listening.
Thanks for, T-Rex, thanks for seeing me. I know you're busy.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I don't want to take up too much of your time. It's about Brad.
Well, what's wrong with Brad? Hey, you take as much of my time as you need. I'm one of you, comrade.
Well, that's kind of what this is about. Brad's been spending a lot more time with the humans. He's been wearing baseball caps up backwards. He's saying words like bro and totally. It just feels like he's... Well, it feels like he wants to be a human completely.
Be a human?
That's not for the record.
Dale, that's a big crime to accuse someone of.
He was my best friend. We're close. And him and Jasmine, you know, Kaminsky's wife. I think they've got a thing going.
And this is the wine for you. Now, sir, I know that you said it was for three, but it seems that it is just a table for you, Mr. Kamowski. Would you like me to remove the other play settings at all? Or?
No, please keep them there, Giorgio, to remind me.
Okay.
What are we?
Hey, Kaminsky.
Dale.
Yeah,
right?
Brad.
Brad, sorry.
Wow, so much respect.
Is this a Velociraptor?
Yeah.
Yes, no, Giorgio, this is a Velociraptor.
Actually, I am just a bean, okay?
A bean?
Can't you see the tie? Yeah, I'm wearing a suit and tie.
You're just a bean?
Yep. Okay, bro, relax. Relax, bro. Okay.
I am totally relaxed.
Mr. Kaminsky. Jasmine and I would like to invite you over to the house for Super Bowl Sunday. If you're available, come on by. But if not, we get it.
You don't think it'll be awkward?
If you make it awkward.
I'm not going to make it awkward.
All right. So just don't bring any dairy. Besides that, you're invited.
Oh, so you're still not eating dairy?
Well, I'm still a reptile at heart, but... I am more human. I'm working on my tolerance.
I'm just glad the Washington Red Wolves made the playoffs.
Right. Me too, man. They're playing the Cow Generals. Dallas Cow Generals.
So, Jasmine, all the girls want to hear about it. Tell us. Is he sexy? Is he strong?
Yeah, really strong. His body's almost completely muscle.
Oh my god.
What?
No, I'm just thinking it's like Jerry, my Jerry, he's all flabby and that is
I know. Muscles. My god, no, Jerry, I don't mean to be rude, but he needs to be put down.
I know. We don't
So anyway, you, so though. What we were thinking is that we were going to just like
Is it true that he's bigger than he appears?
1,000%. So I don't know if you guys know what a crocodile penis is, but it's just like a little like slit in
I don't talk down to me, Jasmine. Okay.
Well, anyway, so I don't want to like be too graphic, but there is like just like this like
I assume like, it's a crocodile's penis.
Let her finish.
Okay.
I want to hear. So
all right, she finished. Like, that's scene one, everybody. Scene one. Woo-hoo. Oh, no more calls. Pencils down.
Scene
Scene two comes to us from Person, Oregon, who wrote, "Hello, all I had, hello all, no comma, why would you need one? I have a suggestion, but first, Kevin, you're the bomb. I loved you in Willow. My suggestion, The Incredible Misadventures of Mullet Man and Trans Am Tim. Thanks for everything. I hope you love me as much as I love you all. Chris Lutton, Oregon." I'd say we love you 93% as much as you love us. And thank you for writing in, Chris. Mullet Man and the Trans Am Tim.
Hey, Mullet Man. Mullet Man, I'm stuck inside. I'm stuck inside. I can't get out, Mullet Man. I am inside.
Damn it, Trans Am Tim. Just pull up on the little knob. There's a little knob. That's the unlocker. You pull on that, you open the door, and you can get out.
Mullet Man.
God, your name is Trans Am Tim. Look, when I hired you to be my sidekick, I assumed that Trans Am Tim meant that you knew your way around your Trans Am. Here we are, sitting in this deep underground bunker, and you done locked yourself in a car.
Well, I mean, this is a Honda. I'm not sure how these work, but look, I'm gonna do something that might be out. I'm just gonna bust this window open, and I'm gonna just skirt out. All right?
Oh, dang it! See, this is why we had to get rid of the Trans Am, because you busted the windows out of it. It's how we got stuck with Mullet this man, dang Honda.
Cliff, if I could just jump in here real quick. Thank you for reading with the actors today, Greg. We're going to start again. It seems like you're playing a little dumb. These guys aren't dumb, okay?
Yes.
So feel the intelligence of the words on the page, and let's try it again.
Okay? Fantastic. I have a question. Cool.
Yes, please, anything.
In this entire scenario, I'm locked in a Trans Am, but then I'm in a Honda. I see that. it's quite confusing. I just want to know to play it. I don't mean to criticize.
What's confusing about that? This is why I can't work with you.
Right.
The thing that's confusing is that the writing seems to be scattered. It looks like the author had two different ideas.
Hi. Writer here.
Actor here.
Terrific. Maybe I can give you a little backstory.
Please do.
Do I need to tell you the story of the time Mullet Man and Trans Am Tim beat up an entire bar full of bikers? So think about that.
Do you need to tell me or not? What do you mean?
So do I need to tell you that story?
Yes, I presume. If you bring it up, that would help me.
So they beat up an entire bar of bikers, right?
You see what I mean by the intelligence of the characters?
Mm-hmm.
So try to bring that. I know you both studied at the Royal Shakespeare Theater.
Yes, one of us graduated.
Right. Can I ask a quick question? Because it says here in the resume, the Royal Shakespeare Theater. Mm. And that must have been, that's a misprint, right?
No, tis not.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
We met doing the works of Berenstain.
I'm sorry, Mr. Director. I'm just here trying to get my SAC voucher. Can I go ahead and leave? It's almost 8 hours.
Do you want the SAC voucher, I take it.
Yeah, I just want you to sign off.
That's your objective? Is yes, to get yes, the sir. SAG voucher?
Yeah, yeah.
So whether it's 8 hours or 9 hours or 10 hours,
I'm just
that
an
can't
extra.
Possibly
I'm
matter. Yep. Can it?
I'm brand new. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Young man, what is your name?
My name is Timothy Layfield.
Timothy Layfield. Do you want to see the name Timothy Layfield on a marquee?
Yes, I do. Normally they say extras shouldn't say anything. I figured it was cut. I can just leave.
Nonsense.
Writer here. We do have one line. We do have one line that I've been going back and forth as to whether or not to leave in the script.
Oh my God.
Maybe you want to try this line on for size?
This is what I've been preparing for my whole entire 20 years. Yes.
Okay. So the line is, my pee-pee tastes sour.
Okay. What's my motivation?
Dude, you're going to love it, man. The trailer for this movie is sick, dude. They got like the mullet on this guy is like down to his fucking ankles, man. You're going to love it.
Okay, so we're going to see this other movie just so we can see the trailer for this movie that
yes,
you want to see?
Yes. Yes. All right, man. Yes. What the hell, dude?
And then we'll leave right after they show the trailer.
Right. I mean, if we get hooked, if there's another trailer, that's good. Dude, we'll stick around. You know what I mean? I don't want to say, right. Well, we'll just leave after one trailer. But yeah, dude.
Hi, welcome to AMC Pasadena. How many?
We're just here for the trailer. We're just here for the trailer.
Okay, so trailer cost is that's $4.99 each, please.
Nice.
All
right. Hey, congratulations on surviving COVID, by the way.
Well, yeah. We are now selling tickets to trailers. We are doing anything we can.
Whatever you can do, man.
Hey, whatever. Okay. Thank you.
Whatever. Thank you.
I would either you like some popcorn or a beverage today?
Sure. Yeah.
Please.
Let's do.
Please. Yeah. Absolutely. Please. Let's do it up.
Okay.
I'll do a hot pop. I'll do nachos. I'll do hot dogs. I'll do. Crunchies.
I'm sorry. We have no hot food. No hot food. Sorry. Just popcorn out of the bag and a soda out of the fountain.
So unpopped kernels is what you're offering then?
Popcorn is popped.
So that's hot though. You have to heat
definitely
it
not
up.
Hot. Definitely
I'll take
not
a gazpacho if you're doing all cold.
We do have the gazpacho. Absolutely.
Do you have like a crudite or
babe? I'm so proud of you. So you got one line in this movie?
Yes. I mean, I spoke up for myself, and the guy actually, the writer, not the director, the writer gave me a line.
And that's how you know you're good. That's how you know you're good, honestly. Listen, baby, when we drove, packed up all of our stuff and put it in that car and drove from Kansas City to here on a dream that you would make it, it's happening.
Thank you, Sarah. And I couldn't have done it without you, but
stop.
There's something you should know. I've had a romance love on set, another extra.
As in character, right?
No. She's non-union, but she's so beautiful.
Is she eligible at least?
No, she still has two more projects to go, but oh my God, we just clicked. I'm sorry, Sarah. And guess where she's from? St. Louis, so close to Kansas City. I'm sorry, Sarah. I had to tell you.
No, I should have seen this coming.
Okay, just looking over your resume. Looks pretty good. Sarah, everything looks pretty good here. So when we're selling cars on the lot, we got to make sure to always talk about what the cars are, what they do, the well. Do you know what I mean? So you okay? All right, Sarah? Kind of seemed distracted. Are you all right? Okay, Sarah. You know what? this interview is done. I thought that you would be, I thought that this would be a fit, but you just all right, Sarah. All right. You know what? This is beyond this. You're wearing a wire, aren't you? You're wearing a goddamn wire. All right, fine. Let it be. You know what? Fine. You know what? I don't care. I'll talk to myself. I don't give a shit. I built this goddamn thing from the ground up. And if anyone thinks for a second that I'm going to let someone with wire come in here and break it down because I'm selling credit cards, well, then tell them to go suck my ass. All right? Suck my goddamn ass. I'm a car sales guy. Yeah, I do finance. Okay? And if you think if it's not just finance that people are worried about, then what are they worried about? They're worried about getting around town. So I offer both things. I offer both services. Well, why the hell is that illegal? I don't need to be accredited by a goddamn bank. Banks are the problem, okay? And you know, do you know that in America, you know in America, only certain states are allowed to sell cars. So you got to have a lot to do it.
Curtis, you okay?
Yeah.
Check.
Sorry. I was just I got kind of blew
you're
up
just
on this moment.
Practicing
here.
Your spiel again? It's more of a beer, but it's kind of artsy too. I like it. Don't
worry, all man. Right. You're going to sell a car. Look, you've got the best flow of anyone on this lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the wildest trailer I think I've probably ever seen. It was all exposition and ranty. I mean, wow. I just came to see the trailer for The Incredible Misadventures of Mullet Man and Trans Am 10, but I think I want to see that movie even more.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to watch the trailers, too. Can you please just keep it down? All right.
Oh, you want me to keep it down? Am I too loud?
Just don't talk to me in between the trailers. Just we'll talk after all the trailers have gone. We'll talk after the trailers.
Okay, we still have six more trailers, and I got a tub full of popcorn, all right? So you're in it, Edna. You're in it with me.
I know. I'm just saying, just talk to me after. Just talk to me after the trailers are done.
Okay, everybody, thank you for coming to this table read today. Now, with the success of The Incredible Misadventures of Mullet Man and Trans Am Tim doing so well in the box office for the trailer, the people want more. The people want more, as you know, so you have scripts in front of you. Now, we figured we don't need to shoot the whole feature this time. Just the trail. That's all we want. That's all we're going to give them. So, no need for any other introductions. Go ahead and take it away. Let's read the trailer and begin.
So if you look at the numbers, I'm sorry. Sorry, yeah. No, so the numbers right now are showing that the uptick on tickets are through the roof. So as individuals are coming back into cinemas, as they are, we're seeing that the number of clienteles for said movies are doubling only in terms of the market share as available now. So if we look at a pie chart and we think of the pie itself as a whole, 100%, and we cut 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, and from there we're able to look
at... Okay, Suzanne, can we just put this in plain English, please?
Yes. There's dinosaurs making movies, and that studio is...
Do you want to try that again, Dave?
Lead with that next time. The dinosaurs are
Dave,
making movies?
No, Dave, I'm going to tell you, the booth is going to ask you to do that one again.
Wow. Brian,
I'm going
to... nice to see you here.
See, you hear him? You hear him in our ears right now.
Thanks, man.
You don't even have your accent anymore. It's weird.
Yeah, me and Jasmine went to Prague, and we just said, fuck it. We just stayed all... into Europe,
yeah,
and Australia, right. Yeah. Wow, you look great. I mean,
I started welding. I did end up welding.
Did you say Stingle again?
I love the beard.
Oh, dang!
You said Stingle again. We do have contestants from every single country.
T-Rex on your floor,
and yet you're telling us that we have them from every single country. The booth is telling me in my ear, we're gonna need to try that just one more time.
Oh, wow. So, I mean...
But your movie's great. Wow. Thank you. Wow.
It will not clean it
up.
Do
you feel like I'm not a good enough friend and I left you at a very vulnerable time? Do you still hold that grudge against me?
Mike, sure. Not right now. I'm not the one screwing up. I know I'm the only one with the earpiece. Was I supposed to pass that along?
It motivated me to go to welding school. Motivated me to get...
Then why are you... You know what? I'm going to give him my... I'm going to give him my earpiece.
No,
I'm going to... So that you can talk directly. Well, hey.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt. It looks like you're having...
All right, fine. I'll play middleman.
But I'm a bear who's hoping to break into
five,
the industry.
Four, three.
Do you have any advice on where to study?
One.
I'll leave this to you, Brad. Nice to meet you.
And that's scene two. Oh, man. I love where it goes and why it happens. Scene 3 comes to us from patron VIP Nicholas, who wrote, "Hello, Kevin. I think you won't be happy hearing this, especially from a German listener." Oh boy, never start an email like that. But here goes. Episode 156 was a near miss in my book. As in, I nearly missed the road while driving because I was laughing so hard.
Nice.
You son of a bitch. Oh, the Germans with that sense of humor. One for the history books, that turnaround of Tostito Rolls sketch was incredible. Ah, yes. Oh, you did want to hear that? Well, how was I to know? Anyway, as seen, suggestion, an ultimate Beastmaster or American Ninja Warrior style competition with contestants from all over the world. And the motto is, can you beat... soup.
Oh, and we're back from commercial break, and we got contestants from every single.
Do you want to try that again, Dave?
We're rolling now. Let's just keep going. We got contestants from every
single. No, Dave, I'm going to tell you, the booth is going to ask you to do that one again.
Can you do that
I'm
one
gonna...
again? Can you do that one again?
See, hear him. Yeah. You hear him in our ears right now.
I just think that if I just keep on moving, it'll clean it up.
We'll
do it again.
We will reset. We'll reset. Okay, ready in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the Ultimate Soup Master. We have contestants from every single town, city, and province in the world.
Did you say Stingle again?
Did I?
You said Stingle again.
I'm sure I did.
We do have contestants from every single country, and yet you're telling us that we have them from every single country. The booth is telling me in my ear, we're going to need to try that just one more time.
I think if I just power through it, it might clean it up.
It will not clean it up.
We will reset every single time again. You mess it up. So but get it right this time. Okay, let's do it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey,
Mike, not right now. I'm not the one screwing up. I know I'm the only one with the earpiece. Was I supposed to pass that along?
You know what? You don't have to pass it along. I'm just saying that we're going to have to
then
keep
why
this
are you, you know what? This is the I'm going to give him my, I'm going to give him my earpiece. Okay. I'm going to, so that you can talk
actually,
directly.
No, I like the middleman. I think the middleman works. Okay. I like the middleman.
All right, fine. I'll play middleman.
Okay, thank you. All right, five.
All right.
Right. All right.
Five. Four. Three. Four, three two.
One.
One.
Welcome back from commercial break to Beastmaster Soup Edition. We've got contestants from every singy country, province, town in the world.
And do I need to stop him again?
What
please?
Is going
can,
on?
Well, he said singy, so we can. There's wiggle room with that.
Oh, I'm being told there's wiggle room.
I'm nervous. This is my first time competing in anything, to be honest.
Oh, you've never done the Beastmaster circuit before?
No. Wow, that's a cool bandana.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I picked this up back in Holland in 92.
Oh, hell yeah. I wasn't even born in 92.
Okay, all right.
So are these like snacks for everybody, or is it for like the winner, or can we have some of these snacks?
These are oyster crackers that go with the soup. Those are for the judges, man.
For the judges. No, right.
I'm fucking with you.
Oh.
Have whatever you want.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, make way. This guy just broke both his arms and his back and his ass.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. That happened from soup?
Yeah. I mean, it depends how heavy the ladle is, but yeah, you can definitely hurt yourself.
I don't know if you know my backstory, but they found me on a farm in Kentucky. I don't even have television or internet or anything. Someone who was driving by, something called a scout, they saw me swimming in our pond back there, and so now I'm here. So I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, I read your bio.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm from Indiana. They really have people from all over the world here, don't they?
Hey, it's not really a competition against each other, right? It's more like
No. I mean, we got to stick together as a couple of Yanks, right?
Everyone, make way. Yeah. Make way. This guy's eyes just fucking melted out of his goddamn skull. His teeth shot up into his fucking head. He's just enough alive to feel everything. Everything. Move.
So just last thing, just quickly. Can you go over just the rules one more time? I'm a little nervous. So like, how does this work again?
Wait, you're in a Beastmaster style soup competition.
Yeah, got that.
With every single country. And you don't know why you're here?
I know why. I don't know how. I don't know what.
Oh, yeah. You don't know what to make.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to come with like gazpacho, right? Or vichyssoise. I mean, you're going to make a hot soup.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing here. We're making soup.
Yes.
Right. Why? How's everybody getting so injured?
Turn on the monitor, man.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I thought this was just soup. Where are my fingers?
And another one goes down.
All the way.
Oh, yet another victim of the soup here on Beastmaster Battles Soup Edition.
Okay, I'll turn it off. Well, it sounded like another American, right? Didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Maybe Canadian.
So, yeah, I'm going through your resume right now, and I really like your credits, Joanna, especially Ultimate Soup. But right. I'm just looking at this. It's a really easy question. Are you Stingle or are you married?
I'm married. Which is it? I've been married
You're
for 11
married?
Years.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
We can only use Stingle people on this show.
You know, I'd heard that and I didn't think it was possible. So I'm glad we had this opportunity to talk because I think it's an outrage.
I understand that, but this show's been on 18 years for a reason, Joanna.
The 18 years is dedicated to success is because of Stingle people.
Just only Stingle people. Merd people make things more complicated.
Well, then maybe I should ask.
Joanna, what do you mean? You want to get a divorce?
I do. I think it's time. I think if my career is going to see what it deserves, which is raw success from my own talents and gifts, I need to let you and the children go.
We made a pact to be married.
We did. We took an oath under God.
Mommy,
and now we're
daddy,
getting divorced.
Mommy, please, daddy, I had
this
a,
one.
I had a scary dream.
Did you really tell us all about it, Lynn?
Well, there was a monster made of hair and knives.
Yeah.
And it lived inside my chest. And when I blinked a certain way, it would come out. And
it would come out. And then,
things,
yeah.
And then it would cut all my family.
Right, Lynn, sweetie, we've talked about this before. You know how dreams work versus real world. In fact, I'll give you another example. In the real world, your father and I are getting divorced.
What?
Mommy, daddy, I'm really hangry right now. I'm so, can somebody please cack me something to eat? I'm hangry.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Fine.
The boy is hangry, Joanna.
So cack him something. What do you want from me? I'm out of here. I have to go. I have to pack.
You're getting a divorce?
A divorce, yes.
What? I thought we were getting a divorce. And now you're saying we're getting a divorce?
That's insane, man. So she just up and left just to work on that show, huh? God, that's crazy. That's wild. So what you're going to want to be looking at here.
My lower back a little more?
Yeah, totally. Now, what you want to be doing is you're going to be wanting to look at the different welds on the car, okay? And you're going to be wanting to find out which ones are from, you know, which part, because you can definitely tell.
Like, how would I know which welds are from dinosaurs?
I mean, that's part of the skill, right? That's part
of
the
skill. Do you not use any oil?
Oh, my God. Say again?
Do you not use any oil?
Babe, you're not at work. You don't have to talk in your announcer voice all day, okay? Yes.
I'm sorry. It just tends to happen.
I will get ready.
Is it time for us to have sex?
Yes, don't say it like that, babe. This is, first of all, it's already weird that we have to schedule a day to have sex, okay? Because neither you nor I are really getting hot for each other anymore. But the voice makes it worse.
Well, I've always been hot for you. I don't know if you've felt this way for a long time, but if we're having sexual problems, we should probably see a therapist.
Well, I have your producer in my ear.
Yes. Yeah. Just go ahead and let him insert himself in you in about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, get in.
Oh, goodness. Wait, what are you doing with my producer in your ear? Give me that earpiece.
Oh, no. Hi. Hey.
Yeah. Oh, no. Hi is right.
There you go. We're going to have to do that again. You're going to have to reset.
Okay. I got Sebastian Hober from Kentucky. Is that right? Where is he? You're up next.
Yeah. Sebastian Hober. What's up?
No, I had two people come up and say yes. What is going on?
Because I had that storyline earlier.
Well, you're telling me we have two guys from Kentucky, one guy's from India. This is an international competition?
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm from Kentucky, but that's not my name. I just heard Kentucky.
What the fuck was that then? Well, what are you doing?
Well,
somebody say Kentucky?
What the hell is going on?
There's seven of us.
I don't know, man. I just heard my name. I didn't hear my name. I just heard Kentucky.
I'm talking to Sebastian Hobart.
That's me.
Oh, never mind.
Say ya.
Sebastian, there's been some changes to the course. Looks like too many people have been breaking their asses and melting their eyes out of their heads. So we've actually had to roll in the extreme course because it looks
like the normal course
is just hurting too many people. Say again.
It's harder?
I wouldn't say it's harder. So anyway, what we need you to do is we're going to need you to go up now. Looks like the roster is getting pretty thin. A lot of people breaking their ass and bleeding out their eyes.
Why are you pulling my shirt off?
We just got to see what you're working with. Okay, great. Okay, so I'm going to have to pre-scar you because we do have a narrative where Sebastian Hobart is scarred up. Okay, so I'm going to have to slice off your nipples here and here.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You ready?
Oh, God. Yeah.
All right. Hey, good luck, man. Good luck.
This episode of Ultimate Soup.
Oh, my God.
Have tomato paste here.
You're not half the chef that Brad was.
Oh, God, my insides. Oh, no.
No, no, my baby.
I am the Beastmaster. Can you beat soup?
And it looks like we have our first ever Beastmaster Soup Edition champion.
Wow.
And it's the boy from the pond, Sebastian Hobart. Sebastian, come step right up over here, pond boy.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm bleeding.
Well, that announcer is conducting that interview while making love to his wife.
There's not enough room up here for both of us.
Well, then someone's going to have to take over because I've finally rekindled things and my wife and I are stepping out.
Excuse me. Do you mean stepping or strapping?
All right. No, you know what? I'm just taking a break. I'm giving the earpiece to my co-anchor.
Okay.
Here you go. Right there.
Welcome back. It's so sad to see him go.
What the fuck?
Hi there, I'm Timmy MacArthur, replacing both of your announcers up here in the booth. We've had a setback, but we've got a new champion, and I've got Steam Kaka down on the field to interview our new champion. Steam, take it away.
Oh, this is Steam Kaka. I am a Kodiak bear, but I am also trained at the Royal Shakespeare Academy. I hate that I have to give my credentials before I do any interview, but there are some people who just won't see me for who I am. I'm here with Sebastian. So you ripped open some live dinosaurs who are cognizant beings and brutalized them on live TV. How did that feel?
It felt amazing, to be honest. It reminded me of a scene from the Incredible Misadventures of Mullet Man and Trans Am Tim, where they beat up, those two guys beat up an entire bar full of bikers.
I've seen the trailer.
And I just kind of channeled that feeling, and that's, I just let loose, and I feel great. And I just want to say death to all dinosaurs, humans are the best.
Now, you were found on a farm in Kentucky. With
don't
no awareness.
Did somebody say Kentucky?
Oh,
did somebody
shit.
Say it? Yeah.
Kentucky.
I'm from Indiana, man. Just over the border.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. You meant Hobart. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and leave. But what's that smell? It smells like shit.
That's Indiana. Woo!
Yeah! Fuck you, man.
And that's our show for today. Oh, I want to thank all of our alchemists for today, starting with Mr. Joey Greer. Joey, what's that smell?
I wish I knew. I've been hunting it for a week, and there's no progress. I don't know.
All right, where can folks find you on the interweb? Should they want to look you up?
Honestly, if they want to look me up, check out Alchemy This's Instagram. Just go there, plug in. We're doing lives on the thing, and it's happening. So,
and your comedy album Goodnight is still in the top 2,000 Billboard.
that's exactly right. Check out Goodnight with Joey Greer. Any streaming service? I don't mean Netflix. They don't have it, but you know.
And you wanted to give a shout out. You told me in an email to somebody who is out there fighting the good fight.
Did I?
That's right, folks. I wanted all the listeners to know when I say that's our show, the improvising cease. Chris Alvarado, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me. You know, I want to echo Joey's thought. I was working on my website yesterday, which I don't even know why I have one. It just sits there with some pictures of me. And I was like, if people want to find me, God damn it, they should go to Alchemy This. You know what I mean?
Right on.
Alchemy This, Instagram. I'm going to get more lively. I'm making it right here. I'm saying it in front of all you people. I'm going to be more involved in that Instagram, Joey. It's not going to just be you. Hell, Sean might jump on as a guest. Oh, I'm going to go crazy. I want to get the people hyped.
All right. Well, thank you for that, man.
Sure.
Much appreciated. Mark Gagliardi.
Yeah.
So you're doing a remake of Twin Peaks? Is that what the setting is? Just so...
yeah, I'm doing my own remake of Twin Peaks. It's going to be in a socially distanced amphitheater.
Right.
So it's technically 99 seat theater. You know, it falls under that rule, but it's going to be in the Hollywood Bowl. So I hope everyone comes and checks it out.
99 only allowed at the Hollywood Bowl. Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Could you imagine?
Oh.
I thought you were being serious, and I was like, so on board, and now
joke. Twin Peaks at the Hollywood Bowl would be amazing,
but with only 99 people there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I'd love that.
Sean, Will, nice. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you had a good time.
Oh man, woo. I had a blast. Thank you, everybody. Y'all are, this is amazing. So everybody was great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a little bit of insanity, and you're a welcome addition anytime that's convenient for you. Thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, man. So much fun. Oh, I feel so good.
Folks can look you up on the interwebs.
You know what? Yeah, I'm going to be that guy. You can follow me at I am Sean Will on Instagram. And yeah, man, make sure y'all support Alchemy This, because this show kicks ass. So I'm already following you guys, so I'm already there. But yeah, do that and go to my Instagram page as well. I am Sean Will. Yep. Easy.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you for that, Sean. Craig Kukowski?
Yeah, nothing to promote, so I think I should just do some vocabulary pet peeves.
Please.
Don't use ambivalent when you mean apathetic.
Fair.
If you don't care about something, you're apathetic. If you have two strong yet contrary feelings, you are ambivalent.
Appreciate the clarification. I think a lot of people are confused about that. Look forward to another one next week. If there's any way we could make this a weekly
I ritual. Think the listeners are already ambivalent.
Well, thank you all so much. Let's thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain.
Bain.
My folks at iHeartMedia. I tried to.
Yeah, Hollywood Bowl 99?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hollywood Bowl 99 seat theater.
I feel like we did.
It Joey. Happened about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Craig.
Man, I hate that my show was so unmemorable at the freaking Hollywood Bowl. I finally got a show there.
Clearly, Joey was apathetic.
Yeah, he was not one of the 99 allowed in.
Well, that's true. He was standing in line.
Please wear masks, everybody out there. Mm-hmm. Let's look after each other, damn it. Mm-hmm. And do all we can to just be kind. Forget rewind. Wear a mask. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Until next time,
Alchemy This.